Welcome back into Fox on Fox. Time now for our CenturyLink Rapid Fire Fan Questions of the Week. Ready?
I think so.
First up, Terry Miller writes, Coach, how much do you use past playoff experiences as teaching points and motivation for the present playoff push?
Well, I think it's much like any game. You know, you draw on all game experiences, playoff, regular season, situational things that happened. I think you draw on that all the time, whether you're a player or a coach.
Next one comes from Gary O'Neill. How much easier is it this time of year as a coach when you're coaching a team with so many veteran players that have so much playoff experience?
Well, I think it's helpful, but we're actually a pretty young team. You know, we've got some veteran guys that obviously some of our star-type players, but we have a young football team that's very hungry, and I like the blend and mix we have.
And next one comes from Brad Hudson, who writes in, how do you rank Sports Authority Field at Mile High in terms of their fans and the noise level?
Well, I think we have the best home field advantage in the National Football League. The combination of our fans, the passion of our fans, and, of course, that great mile-high altitude, I think, is a shocker to opponents when they hit that field.
Good answer. That's what fans want to hear going into Sunday's game at home. Time now for our kid question of the week. Here it comes.
Hi, I'm Courtney Lane. I'm 14 years old. And, Coach Fox, I was wondering, how do you and your team get yourselves pumped up for a big game?
Wow. You know, I think the emotion kind of takes over. I think we spend a lot of time on preparing, preparation, film study, you know, knowing your job, you know, to execute that job under pressure. And then, you know, I think when you jog through that tunnel, you know, I think you're pretty pumped. You know, I don't know how to describe it, but when you have 80,000 people screaming, if you're not pumped up, you're either sick or dead. So I think that kind of just happens.
I think they're going to be pumped up come Sunday, 2:40 kickoff against the Colts. Coach, thanks. Good luck on Sunday.
Appreciate it.
That's all the time we have tonight. We want to thank John Fox as well as Demaryius Thomas for joining us this week. Remember to tune in this Saturday night at 10 o'clock for our Road to the Championship special report. Former Bronco and one-third of the Three Amigos, Mark Jackson, is going to be joining us to break down everything you need to know before Sunday's kickoff at Mile High. We'll see you then.